96DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. As Title 42 has come to an end, thousands of migrants are waiting at the border to try to crumb into the U.S. CBS's Christian Benavides.
An estimated 60,000 migrants are waiting near the border to start their asylum process. Currently, some 25,000 are in Border Patrol custody. The Biden administration is facing a flurry of criticism from Republicans.
When he started doing the catch and release, that's what invited people come in.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We knew the transition from the public health authority of Title 42 as we transitioned to our traditional immigration authorities was going to be tough.
Christian Benavides, CBS News.
There is a ceasefire now in effect between Israel and Palestine to stop fighting after days of missile attacks and airstrikes. More from the BBC's Mike Thompson.
An Israeli government advisor had ruled out an immediate ceasefire until Islamic Jihad militants stopped firing rockets at Israel, more than 1,000 of which had been launched since Tuesday, killing two civilians. The militants fired the weapons in response to a series of Israeli Air Force strikes on Gaza. These left six top Islamic State commanders dead, along with at least 28 other Palestinians. The question now is whether the Egyptian brokered truce will hold.
It's been exactly 24 hours since a tornado tore through a community near the southern tip of Texas. One person was killed, 10 others injured. KENS-TV's Andrew Moore speaks to the Cameron County judge.
We're very, very fortunate that it wasn't, that there was not more life lost, and that the injuries so far are not life-threatening.
The tornado hit this small community west of South Padre Island and Port Isabel at 4 a.m. Saturday.
With winds between 85 and 105 miles per hour.
It demolished multiple homes and displaced at least 38 people.
A heat advisory is in effect in Oregon and Washington State. Coin TV's Joelle Jones is in Portland.
The Multnomah County Interim Health Director encourages people to pack on the sunscreen, hydrate often, maximize shade, and watch out for signs of heat exhaustion, such as excessive sweating, increased body temperature, nausea, and dizziness.
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who led his team to the Super Bowl last season, then signed a five-year, $255 million contract, is celebrating another achievement, earning a master's degree. The 24-year-old earned his grad degree in human relations at the University of Oklahoma this weekend, the school's dean sharing that moment on Twitter. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin. Local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We are local music with Queen of Dreams. That is the blank page in the Nightmare's wake before that. Queen of Dreams is playing Maybash Memorial Day weekend on Friday at about 4:30. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K, walking the Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Tonight, we're doing a special Maybash tribute. Maybash happening Memorial Day weekend in Ryo, Wisconsin. Later tonight, Larry Dez and Ben Frost, the sound engineer, will join us after 10:30 tonight. Talk about it. Of course, Larry and Dez from Rictus Grin, and they're the organizers of Maybash. We'll give you all the details, everything you need to know about Maybash. You'll hear it tonight. Plus, we got music on the way from bands in this year's lineup, and I have a couple of flashbacks from Maybash yesteryear. This hour, St. Tragedy, the Earthlings, will do some Whitebush Unicorn. Right now, it's Utoma. They're up in Crandon, Wisconsin tonight, playing at the Pack 'Em In. They're playing Maybash as well. Here is Utoma and their song, The Traveler. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy with Saint Tragedy, who are playing Friday evening at Maybash at about 6:45. How you doing, everybody? Maybash happening Memorial Day weekend in Ryle, Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Larry and Dez and Jason or Ben Frost in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's flash back to Maybash 2019 with White Bush Unicorn on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
My house. house is on fire and my sink won't stop leaking. My lady left town to work at a Burger King. My kids call me Larry and they hate my jokes. When I make eggs over easy, I always break the yolks. My daddy just died and he left me no money. I haven't gotten laid since Pablo, honey. Broken down truck, but that's okay. We're all just hydrogen and helium and lithium. Bits of cosmological chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to the moon and found the sun. Hydrogen and helium and lithium. Bits of cosmological chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to the moon. And I just cut my nails. My second blind date of the week just failed. My filthy love collapsed. I have eczema. Nice to meet you all. It's been real good to see ya. The stickers in the vending machine said no. I'll be wanting chocolate for another 24. The teachers in the classroom stole my trust. And now I'm in a dumpster smoking angel dust. But that's okay, we're all just hydrogen and helium and lithium. Bits of cosmological chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We're just wet. Chewing gum. We're not all smart, but we ain't all dumb. We just went to the moon and found the sun.
That's the band closing out Friday night at Maybash 2023, The Earthlings and Sticky Heart. We're going to talk all things Maybash with Des, Larry, and Ben in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue or find more information at whitekurt-lakepoint.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Migrants are still waiting at the southern border as Title 42 ends. CBS's Nicole Skanga from Texas.
A senior U.S. official telling CBS News some 6,300 migrants arrived Friday, a significant drop off from the more than 10,000 daily migrant arrivals earlier this week.
An agreement is in effect between Israel and Palestinian leaders to stop fighting. BBC Radio's Stuart McIntosh.
Islamic Jihad militants have confirmed a ceasefire is in effect in the Gaza Strip. Egypt said the deal included an end to targeting civilians and house demolitions. The truce follows 5 days of violent exchanges, which have killed at least 35 people.
A heat wave hits the Pacific Northwest. Temperatures have been nearing or breaking records in some parts. WCBS-TV meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch.
We are dealing with record warmth, 80s, 90s, and a heat advisory persists there through your Mother's Day as this extreme heat will continue to plague the Pacific Northwest.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. We got Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock today. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack. And Max Inc. Radio podcast page, you can find that right now at civicmedia.us. You know, with a population of just over 1,100, Ryo, Wisconsin is a small farming community in southern Columbia County. You wouldn't think it would be a yearly destination for a music festival. But yet, more than 30 years later, on Memorial Day weekend, the Back 40 comes alive for Maybash. This year is no different. 3 days of great music, camping, and big fun. On the phone with us to tell us about it, and they are the organizers of Maybash, the finest townie metal band, Rictus Grin. We got Larry. Des couldn't make it. Tyler's here, too. And the Maybash sound engineer, Ben Frost. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Appreciate you taking the time. Larry, we're going to start with you and talk about some rictus grin. It's been 25 years since you and Dez started Rictus Grin. That's pretty amazing. What's keeping you guys together for that long? And explain Townie Metal.
Townie Metal was a coined phrase from one of our past band members. And what he was mad at one of our guests who came along to a show. And he brought some girl he found onto the tour bus. And my drummer runs up to him and yells, "Get that townie off this bus." And coining the phrase townie was born. And the metal that we play is for the local townies when we travel. So, yeah, there's your townie metal.
That's awesome. Where are you all? Are you in Brio? It's proper. Or you live in Portage?
Me and Tyler, we live in Dez, of course. We all live in Fond du Lac.
In Fond du Lac. Okay. All right. That's your home base there. Tyler, you've been with Rictus Grin for the past 12 years, I believe. You have a bit of chemistry together with Dez and Larry. Tell us about the process you guys have with songwriting. And when a new song is being constructed, you go to them with some drum beats or they come to you with some guitar or bass licks?
Larry just demands us and we come up with stuff.
So Larry's God in this case, right?
Play this, guys.
You'd like to believe he is. Yes. we just put our parts to a lot of times what Larry writes. That's a lot of the ways it tends to go.
Yeah.
And then we play some of the old stuff too. So I had to, rewrite some of the drum parts because I can't really play metal. So I kind of had to take rock beats to the metal, if that makes sense.
What is your background? What is your background in drumming, Tyler?
I started as a kid. I was about nine. My dad got me into it. And just always kind of high school on, I just played with various bands and different musicians throughout the years and kind of in and out of different kinds of genres, not just metal, but, a lot of jam band stuff and kind of actually more slower styles of music. And then, with Rictus, it became more heavier styles of music.
He pulled him to the dark side.
Well, Larry Tyler just said he's not really a metal drummer, but here he is in your metal band. At the audition, what was it about Tyler said, yeah, this is the guy for us?
Well, Rictus Grin is an equal opportunity employer. Well, you ever listen to Helmet? Helmet doesn't go, the band Helmet doesn't wail away with double bass. They have a funky rock groove. And for writing songs, when Dez writes a bass lick for a song, or I write a guitar lick for a song, we have a lot of that. Dez and Tyler will do a lot of the groovy funk rhythm, and then I just dump a bunch of heavy guitar and evil vocals to it, and it all works out pretty good. So it's heavy metal with a groove.
Heavy metal with a groove. We like that. We're talking about May Bash. We'll talk about the actual May Bash event here in just a couple of minutes. We're talking about Rictus Grin right now with Larry and Tyler. Ben's on the phone too. Larry, the latest Rictus Grin album is a couple years old now. Any plans for a new record coming down the pike for Rictus Grin? And other than May Bash, any big shows on the calendar for Rictus Grin?
So for music, we're continuing to write new music, set date in stone, like when we're going back to the studio. We hope to go back to the studio next year, with some new music just to keep it up and keep it different and changing. We have a few shows in the horizon. We're playing a lot of shows out of the Wroclaw, Soundgarden. We're playing, Heathen Fest, and we're playing, actually, we have a couple of shows down in, Farmageddon. Yeah. Farmageddon, Eden Fest. Those are the bigger festivals in Kaukauna. Mm-hmm. We're playing, the Creatures of the Night charity, event. That's going to be in Fond du Lac in June. That's a event that, it's a charitable event for, animals. And then this weekend we're playing a couple of shows, one in Appleton, at Cold Shot, and Friday we're playing our hometown here. We're playing at Somewhere's, one of the last shows they're going to have before they close down.
Oh, that's too bad they're closing down. I heard about that. I've heard that's a popular place up there among the locals.
Yeah, we like it. The guy's awesome. Just lets us do whatever. Tom's a shit. He's really good.
Of course, you can find more information about Rictus Grin at rictusgrin.com. There's music, dates, and most importantly, the wonderful merch that you all have. Congratulations on 25 years, Larry.
No, thanks. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about May Bash now. Memorial Day weekend. It's in Ryle, Wisconsin. Happy birthday to John. Because after all, that's kind of how May Bash started. It was John's birthday, right?
Yeah, it was John, and I think Fuzzy's birthday.
Fuzzy too. Yeah.
They kind of combined the birthdays and had a party, and they kept doing it and had some bands out, and May Bash evolved. May Bash is born.
Larry, when you hear May Bash, when you hear the crowd screaming May Bash at oh dark 30 in the morning from a cocaine hangover, what goes through your mind?
Well, May Bash. May Bash.
It is a kind of a special feeling, isn't it? I mean, it's May Bash is one of those events that you look forward to year after year because you know it's going to be a weekend of great music, a weekend of seeing good friends and camping.
Absolutely. May Bash always seems to start the year. It's like the spring. It's like all right, finally it's nice enough and warm enough out to be outside and go camping. And the summer's on, man. That's how I always think of May Bash.
What is the history of May Bash? I mean, it's been happening for more than 30 years now. Talk about, just kind of give us a brief history, Larry, how you got involved with May Bash to where you are right now.
I think, I don't know when it was, sometime in the early 2000s, we were asked to, hey man, you guys got sound? We're like, yeah, you guys want to come out and do a show? And so next thing you know, we drive our bus, you know, full of our townies out to a field in the middle of the night. We buy a stage that made of cement blocks with a blue tarp over it. And, we did sound there and we just started getting to know, the people that come out there and all the fun that's out there. And we never not went back. It's just awesome out there.
Tyler, what is your most fond May Bash experience and how did you survive it?
Oh boy, this is a bad one.
Man, that's a good question.
Maybe finding Elliot in the tree.
Yeah, that would definitely be one of them. Finding our buddy Elliot in the tree.
I love it when you find your friends in the trees, especially at
Bash. Yeah, they just pop out of the bush.
There they are.
Wait a minute. Popped out of the bush. I'm writing that down right now. Okay. Hey, Ben, what about you, Ben? Everybody knows that one of the most important parts of a music festival, be it indoors or outdoors, it's the sound. And you're coming on this year as the sound engineer at May Bash. Tell us how you got involved and how May Bash reached out and touched you.
Yeah, May Bash is... So I've been around sound since about 96, and I took a hiatus from sound. I came back in and I reached out to Tyler and said, hey, I want to run sound at May Bash. And Larry didn't know me at the time, so I bugged him and finally got to meet up with Larry. And he's like, why am I going to let you run sound at May Bash? So we did some tryouts in town for some smaller gigs. And I passed, not with flying colors that night, but we passed. And then we got to run May Bash last year and Hell Bash. And for me, the event of just being able to get that many bands on, off, and make them all sound wonderful out of the gates is kind of what I really love being able to do. And the music out there is amazing. It's just amazing.
It really is. And you get to hear so much variety. You're going to hear a band that you've never seen or heard before. And that's the fun part about May Bash, because you get to discover new music out there. It's super cool. Larry, let's talk about the lineup. May Bash 2023 is happening Memorial Day weekend. The lineup this year is sick. Typically, May Bash features Wisconsin bands, but this year you're bringing in bands from around the Midwest. It's a really great lineup. Too many bands to list them all, Larry. But tell us two or three bands that you're really stoked about seeing this year at May Bash.
Well, I'm stoked about seeing all the bands at May Bash.
That's the safe answer. Now be honest, okay?
Well, that Richter's Grin band, I don't know. I think just some of the newer bands will be fun to see. You of course got your old favorites. You got, like, you know, the Earthlings and Rat Tail and, you know, Jay Beetle, Queen of Dreams. You know, those are, you know, some of the figures. You got Beast Sure.
Order of the Jackal.
You got the favorites coming back. But, like, we got this year. So this year we got some new stuff. We went a band, Psychobilly Death Clowns wanted to play this year, and we actually went and checked them out, Don and Janesville, and they were awesome. They're just cool guys and fun, you know. And then I think Dog's Blood, this is gonna be their first crack at Maybash, and that's I call bands that have members who used to play Maybash, but then they turned into new bands. You know, I always call it the hits bands, you know, or, you know, when you got like the culmination of members from like old bands of the past, and they remake a band, you know, right. So Dog's Blood is like one of those. And then, Ants and Obvious, they're a new band, they're out of Milwaukee, and people are gonna dig her and her band and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, we try to mix it up, and we've had the fortune of bands liking Maybash so much. And I gotta say thank you to Ben, because his sound is kick ass, and people want to come out to a show where it's crappy sound and just a joke moving bands around. We treat it very professionally, and Ben crushes the sound, and I don't hear anything but good stuff from anybody who's been at Maybash with Ben doing sound. So bands want to play Maybash terribly bad.
And other than when we did Clown.
Oh, yeah, we did Clown. We couldn't get bands to come out. So we've had the fortunate where we got so many bands applying that we could pick and choose which bands will play Maybash, and that's kind of how it's been.
You know, that's an honor to have, you know, to have a festival like this where you do have a lot of spots available for bands to play, and you still have too many spots or too many offers to play than you do have spots, and that's a great problem to have, and it really creates a magical music event. Maybash happening Memorial Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get the full lineup of bands, the set times, and everything on Facebook, on the Facebook event. Just search for Maybash 2023, and you'll get all the information you need. Larry, tell us about surviving Maybash, why you're camping there. It is primitive camping. What does Maybash offer? What should I bring when I come to Maybash, and what shouldn't I not bring?
You should not bring your dog. You should not bring your children. But you should bring any and everything that would make yourself comfortable primitive camping. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, Porta Johns out there that's available. We're looking into, but I can't promise into building a shower out there. We will find that out as we get closer to Maybash. That's something that's in the works. We're always improving on the ground.
Yeah, you are.
So there's plenty of space, plenty of parking, plenty of shaded areas to put your tents and stuff. The ground is hard and level, so we can do campers and trailers, no problem out there.
Mm-hmm. Don't park near the fire pit.
Yeah, don't park near the fire pit, though. That would be too good. You know?
And don't start the fire until John says it's okay to start the fire.
Yeah. I found some old picture of me starting the fire all, you know. Just, I don't know why I was doing it, but here I'm all like,
2016, the fire got started early and all hell broke loose. I was emceeing that night, and I just, you know, I said, screw it. I'm going to go take some mushrooms and hide over here.
There you go. So Maybash is what you make of it. It is what you bring to it. It is what you have fun and come out of it with. So you know, absolutely. People who go out there are there to have fun, and they're social and they're nice and they just want to have fun, you know, and it is what you make of it, you know, and it's always a lot of fun, and you're going to make new friends. And once you go, if you've never been before, you're always going to keep going because it's a lot of fun.
It's a ton of fun. For as far as the camping is primitive camping. So plan on that. There are Porta Johns. But make sure you come prepared. Bring the toilet paper. Bring your necessities. Bug spray. Don't forget the bug spray because the mosquitoes are going to be out in full force, I'm sure. Don't you know?
Yep. And food. Don't forget the food.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the food and how we can get invites.
Well, you can get invites. Talk to any of the bands playing on the list. If you happen to know them, ask them if they still have invites left. Otherwise, it's just you just go to the door and get that sorted out. It's not a big deal. Just bring cash to the door. The beautiful Devs will be working that door, so just talk to her and she'll let you know what's up. So it can be just cash at the door too. But otherwise, to support the bands, they're also selling invites for the show. Food, we have somebody bring in some food. Not a major vendor, but one young lady said she's gonna bring some food out and stuff. But I would plan on pretty much bringing everything though that you would need for food. Just in case something gets screwed up or just come prepared. And water and ice are usually a big thing too. But there is a gas station only a mile away from Maybash, and it's not a big deal. Just take a car and run quick to get something, that way also. So
Johnson's meat market is up the road too, with all the meat and bacon that you need and stuff. My biggest advice for Maybashers, if you've had a beer or two, or if you've been doing anything, don't drive. Don't drive out in 16 because that's just a bad decision.
Yeah, we would just ask you to use your head when it comes to that
don't
kind
be
of stuff.
Don't be stupid. That's what it is. Larry, right? Larry.
Usually people are like, "Hey, I'm making a run. Anybody need anything?" And usually like that too. It's really cool.
We're almost out of time here. In fact, we are. Maybash is happening Memorial Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get the full event lineup and all the band times at the Facebook event. Search for Maybash 2023. Go. If you've never gone to Maybash, go. You will have a great time. Larry, give our love to Dez, please. We appreciate you.
I will.
And Tyler, great to meet you. And Ben, nice to meet you as well. Happy Maybash to all you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you out there. Yes.
Let's do Maybash. Some Maybash. Yeah. Let's do some Severed Head. It's Rick Disgrin. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max